together here the last few days?
Yeah, I thought as a whole offense, we've done really well. We've found ways, different ways to move the ball in the play action game, in the drop back game, in the running game. So I thought we've put some good days together. There's obviously still things we can that we've been able to learn from and make improvements on, but I think we're making good strides.
Do you feel like you've been a little bit sharper yourself also during that time?
Yeah, definitely. I told you guys, I felt really comfortable and really confident, and I felt like it started in OTAs and it's continued down to fall camp. I think over the past couple of years, we've done pretty well in the no huddle and the 2-minute situations. We've had a little bit of success in it, not always successful, but I think we've found ways to maybe change the momentum of a game getting into no huddle. So it's something we've used in the past couple of years and hopefully can continue to be a strength for us.
Do you feel like better with it?
Yeah, definitely.
It looked like Justin getting a little bit more comfortable each day. What do you think about him?
Yeah, he's talented, man. I think you guys have seen it. He makes some really tough catches. So he's a guy that we're gonna try and find ways to get the ball because he's they drafted him where he did because he's a special player. So gonna try and find ways to incorporate him into the offense, and I think you're seeing that more and more as we go along.
How much do you want to roll out of the playbook for the game against Washington Thursday night? I mean, obviously you don't want to show a whole lot, but you want to show enough to show that you're comfortable with whatever is going on.
Yeah, I think that, like you guys said, we got good work here. We've got really good work, competitive work here in camp. So we have a good idea of what we enjoy doing and what we've been successful doing. So, I haven't really talked in depth with the coaching staff about what the plan will be for the preseason. I don't imagine that. Yeah, we'll be running everything that you guys have been seeing here at practice, but definitely some things to get us in rhythm and get us rolling into the regular season.
Mike has mentioned a couple of times that you've done a better job of if there's pressure, taking the ball and just running quickly instead of holding it. Has that been something you've tried to emphasize a little bit?
Yeah, just trying to listen to my feet a little bit if I'm pushing up in the pocket and I'm on my third or fourth hitch, instead of trying to hold on to it and make something big happen downfield, take 5 yards and have second and five because that's a good down and distance for our offense. We like being in that situation. And over the course of a season, I think those are plays that allow you to stay on the field and continue drives and help you to win games.
Has that been a little bit of a priority for you, doing things maybe a little differently when the rush is nearly on you?
The priority for me this year is just playing faster, whether that is through my progressions or make decision making as far as that goes, just making that decision and not waiting to make it to where I was like, oh man, if I would have decided to run there, I could have maybe had a good gain, whereas now I got sacked. So just trying to make any decision, whether it's in the passing game or running out of the passing game, trying to make it a little bit faster to make those plays more productive.
The guy you went on about was you specifically. To hear the defensive coordinator who's been playing against you every day in practice, you're the guy who really stood out the first week of the camp. What are your thoughts on that? How's it make you feel?
It's humbling anytime you have somebody on the other side of the ball that's respecting what you're doing. And like I told you guys from the beginning, I've just been trying to put in as much work as I can to improve my game and help this team win. And, just hoping to be able to continue that going into the preseason and the regular season.
Does that validate that when you hear the same
time? I don't think, for me, like I said, it's humbling. It's nice of him to say that. But for me, I'm going to continue to work and find things that I can improve on and get better at. To help myself and this team.
Jake, you'll be in the stadium tomorrow, more game type situations, I guess. Is that something you're looking forward to? Get a real feel of how this offense can work in more game type situations?
Yeah, I touched on it. I think we've done a great job throughout this camp of really creating game atmospheres in our team periods. It's not live, obviously, but the tempo, the speed at which we're playing offensively and defensively, I think has given everybody a good feel for what game speed is like. So I don't expect it to be much different over at the field tomorrow. Obviously, a little different atmosphere being on the game field. But I don't expect it to be much different than what we've been doing out here.